We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, well, it's Friday morning and I, your humble host, am limping across the finish line.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what this is. You don't know. But the moms right now making lunches, listening to the radio, and the dads know exactly what this is, because they're limping over the finish line, too. It is the end of the quarter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And teachers, like every other human being, they tend to procrastinate a little, get behind. And so all of the tests and the quizzes were backloaded to this week in my child's school. And I'm sure it's that way across the, across Greenville schools, just county schools. It's just what happens at the end of the quarter. Oh, my Lord. I am so tired. I mean, I get up at like 2, right? So... Well, by Friday, it's more like 2:30 because I can't move.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I went to bed at 10 last night. Holy cow. I mean, I have had 3 major tests and 5 quizzes this week. And that didn't count the project we had to finish last night at the last moment that my daughter didn't tell me about. Oh, yeah, that. I went to a teacher conference last night, you know. I said, what is this? It looks like it's due tomorrow. Oh, word roots. Yeah, it's a major grade for the quarter.
Yeah, great.
I turned to my daughter. She's sitting next to me. I've not heard about this. Oh, yeah, I got to finish that. Okay, you realize it's 6 o'clock, right? 6 o'clock! So we finished our word root project last night. That was highly educational. I learned a lot about word roots.
Well, glad to know that.
So. About volume and solutions and... all of that kind of stuff. I'm so glad this week is over. I am literally crawling on my knees right now. And I know the moms making lunch and the dads are just nodding their heads like, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I am exhausted. And one of the ways they do this now, I don't know if this is the rest of schools in Greenville County school system or just my daughter's school, but they gear it like college so that like they have what are called majors and minors. And so, I mean, your major test score for the quarter, it's like 40%. So, I mean, you cannot mess around or you're going to end up getting bad grades. The quizzes are hard to study for too, but they don't count for nearly as much. So, I mean, when you have a major and you've got 2 or 3 majors in a week spread across a couple of kids, whew.
Yeah, you really ought to have your kids take these tests for you.
You think? Should I just let go? Should I take the rotor off of my helicopter, do you think? You know why I do this, though? I had to tell my mom studied with me. Taught me study skills, all 3 of us, up through the end of 5th grade. And then she told us that she was turning us loose in 6th grade. We were still expected to get the same grades, but it was up to us. So I feel like you know what I mean? Like I have to turn around and pass that on too. She really did teach me a lot of things that have helped me in life way beyond school for, you know, with everything from papers to projects and it's just worked. Yeah, anyway, I really feel like I have to do it for my kids too. So, and then after 6th grade, she would still study with you and we still studied together for many years, but I'd have to ask her. I'd have to keep track of the tests. You know, if I needed help tutoring, it was my responsibility to go get it and to initiate it, not hers. So, and it worked out really well. So that's kind of what I'm doing. But oh my, I have to tell you this though. I can remember, my daughter is saying the same thing to me now. Mom, I don't care about this. It doesn't mean anything. Volume is solutions and chemical reaction versus physical reaction. And I am studying this stuff from the westward expansion, which was the test last week, to all the stuff. And it's the school my daughter goes to is kind of special in that they're a couple of years ahead. So, I mean, this is, they're doing like 8th grade work and 5th grade program my daughter's in. And she's I mean, I'm studying this stuff now and I have life experience. I'm fascinated by it. My daughter's like, oh, what does this mean? I don't care. Oh, no. Come over here. Let's make a solution. You know what I mean? Well, mix some vitamin C and the thing. Yeah, how do you make a solution mix better with a little bit of heat? Let's turn this up on a stove and like, you know, we'll stir a little bit here and then she'll get it that way. But she doesn't have life experience, so it's just rote memorization to her.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, with the life experience, I am fascinated by all of this. It's like I'm going back and learning it, and I am exhausted from the hours that this takes, but I am fascinated by our nation's history, love our nation's history. I'm even interested in science, and I mean, heck, even some of the Common Core math I'm using to do fast estimating in my head. I remember learning something like that in school, not caring and forgetting about it. You know, now I'm using stuff from Common Core for recipes, you know, going faster than I could, you know, had before, converting stuff. I'm just like it. But I didn't care about this because I don't know. It's just hard to get kids latched on if they don't have a life experience to see what it applies to. But boy, does a lot of it actually apply. It's well, MacGyver understood. So anyway, that's my week. How's yours, Bentley?
Oh, just peachy. Wonderful. Just wonderful.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's just a nod to the other exhausted parents who will be going face plant down. In my case, about 10:05 today. But anyway. So the week that President Trump is having. The way we have debates in this country is bizarre to me because we got these people. They're marching toward America, right? They're marching like for the invasion and stuff. Mm-hmm. And what makes them any different from any other group of people marching toward the U.S. for the invasion? I do not know. I don't understand this. I mean, we got like what? I don't know. The group now that we're hearing about is like 3,000 to 4,000 or something like that. And the president of Mexico was on Fox News saying, I'm sorry, the Mexican ambassador was on Fox News saying, this is completely politically motivated. It's AstroTurf. They did this to time it for the election. Because I guess the Democrats figure these are adorable illegals and we're going to want to keep them. You know what I mean? If we turn them away at the border, people will mob the polls and try to save them. I don't know what the plan is there. But even the Mexican government can see through this, that this is timed for the election. Well, okay, fine and everything. So then Trump's saying, as you've probably heard, that he's going to, you know, well, fine, I'll send the troops to the border. All right, cool. I mean, but you do realize 4,000 people come here every week like that, right? I mean, this is not a particularly different mob. They've just got better media coverage. I mean,
Exactly.
I mean, this is how fake our news is. I mean, this is a huge story. Why? Okay, listen. 16,658 people came to the United States illegally, crossed that border. In the rest of the year? Oh, no, that was just September.
Yeah.
Okay, so the rate at which this is happening with the mob, I mean, this is not unusual. They're not different from any other mob bearing down upon us. So, I don't want to criticize Trump a little bit here, but I guess I'm going to. Okay, well, you're sending them to the border. Well, why didn't you do that in July? January?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so in a way, the president's answer is AstroTurf, too. He's responding because they're trying to embarrass him with this group. You know what I mean? It's got a double purpose. If he doesn't stop them, it will delegitimize Trump with his base. If they get him across, it's more Democrat votes. And, you know, maybe some Democrats will come to the polls if they can find a cute enough illegal kid separated from his mom for 5 minutes or something. Get it on video, make him cry, that kind of thing.
You know, I think it's fascinating that you have these people who are escaping authoritarian socialist governments.
Yeah.
And their cause is being championed in this country by people who favor authoritarian socialist governments.
Yeah. And I mean, but it's transparently obvious they need people who have two particular qualities. People who have no concept of the Bill of Rights or individual freedoms. Right. They've never experienced that. That is so ingrained in our society. One of the best audio clips I've ever played, I gotta go find it, Lee, it was Ann Coulter. And she was talking about a study that had appeared in the New York Times. And they asked people about freedom of speech and broke it down by groups. So white people, black people, you know, all American citizens, right? Overwhelming support for the First Amendment, like 60%+. The only group that did not support it, where a majority did not support the First Amendment, was okay with speech curbs, immigrants. Immigrants. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've got, when you look at, you just see why this is why the left tries to divide us by race, because when you look at our shared culture, it is incredibly powerful. You know, black people, white people, we're like, we're not giving up our First Amendment. You out of your mind? Why would we do that? So you need people who come from a country that has no First Amendment and are so poor that they're not educated, that it will take them generations to figure out what's going on around them. God bless them. That's not their fault. That's because of the authoritarian regimes they live under. And so we literally have a corrupt authoritarian regime seeking political class, seeking to import people who don't understand our culture so as to subvert it.
Mm-hmm. And turned it into an authoritarian socialist style government,
right,
from which they came.
I mean, a lot of these people, God bless them, they're illiterate in their own language. So they want to make sure that there's not even any hope that they'll figure out the incredible and unbelievable freedoms that they have inherited by coming to this country,
you know, like
many
said,
times illegally.
I don't blame these people. I mean, seriously,
no,
they're being used.
Yeah, they are. They come from horrible places.
These people are being used, you know, just like Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, for at least on a certain level, was being used. They're being used for political purposes.
Yeah.
I mean, what does she have to gain by testifying? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, you can't say the same thing about Kavanaugh. What did he have to gain? A lifetime appointment as a Supreme Court justice. So, I mean, But it just it disturbs me the way that we're using these people from Central America to score political points. You know, the left used Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, and yes, she participated in it, but I mean, they were using her. And I mean, so many others. I mean, there's just so much useful. Well, I don't want to say that. People are being used.
Yeah,
for
they're
political
being.
Points.
Yeah, they are. And so, like, I don't ever blame it. Here's what Ann Coulter's talking about. She's talking about the shared culture they have to break. And the culture is Black Americans, white Americans. It's all of us. Mm-hmm. We have so much more in common than we do different. Mm-hmm. This is why they spend so much time dividing Black and white Americans, because otherwise we might realize the shared culture we have in common, and that would be very dangerous to the left. Take a listen mm-hmm. to this. This explains this.
Because what is striking is this is, of course, another problem of immigration. Our two main immigrant groups, Hispanics and Asians, overwhelmingly, whether it's the Pew Research Center.
Okay, our two main immigration groups, you know, whether Hispanics and Asians, overwhelmingly the Pew Research Center.
Cato, all kinds of surveys done over the years show that white and Black Americans overwhelmingly support both free speech and gun rights, and you have almost the reverse percentages with recent immigrants. I mean, this idea that people come to our country and suddenly think, oh, I understand. Yes, you have a right to speak, even if I disagree with you, and even if you're insulting the Prophet Muhammad. No, it doesn't work that way. So what you're seeing at places like Berkeley, white students are only 30% of the population at Berkeley. Asian students alone are 46%. That's more than Black and white Americans combined. That's why you're getting the biggest attacks on free speech at places like Berkeley.
Well, so that's fascinating
to watch.
So it's not a left-right thing as much as it's a new arrival versus born here thing. So then why wouldn't we be doing everything we can to inculcate our beliefs and understanding of our rights under our Constitution in people who just got here?
Yes, no, you're right. Well, because we have even among, you know, 11th generation Americans, these people called liberals.
You know the rest.
Yes.
You know the rest, but she
very
nails that.
There. Yes.
She nails that. That is in a nutshell what is going on at our border.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wish you should go ahead and dispatch the military, Mr. Trump, and just leave them there. Let the left go insane. You'll win in a landslide in the midterms. You will. That's too easy. What the heck? All right. So my husband, who is a massive fan of the Halloween franchise. So all kinds of crazy stats that surround that movie franchise, especially the first one, that he has regaled me with endlessly. I don't remember what they are because I was bored to tears. But he is super jacked up about going to this movie today and has insisted I go with him. I said, I'll watch the kids. You can go. No, I want you to go. Do I have to go? You know, I hate horror movies. I hate horror movies. I do. I can't explain. Producer Chris and even Lonzo was making fun of me yesterday. He said he loved going. We went to a haunted house kind of thing, and all of us together. And he said he had more fun watching me than he did the scary folks.
Yeah, he was talking to me about that. If I'm not mistaken, Lonzo actually went to see this movie last night.
Yeah, he was telling me that he dragged his wife.
I think we're gonna have a review of it. Typically, the way that we do it on the Upstate Pulse is, which you can hear right here, 7 to 9 Saturday nights, is we the first week that a movie is out, we do a spoiler-free review. Just basically tell you, you know, whether it's good or not. And then the week after that, we'll come back and talk about the movie more in depth and you know, maybe give some things away just to make sure that people have had a chance to see it if they want to.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to hear what you have to say about it, especially not being a horror fan.
Oh, I hate
that's
scary
a different,
things.
You know, it's always a different experience for somebody who's scared of stuff like that.
And I'm not scared of it so much as I am disturbed by anything demonic or death oriented freaks me out. And I know some people who are very, you know, sort of certain strain of religion, they don't have anything to do with Halloween because they think it's demonic. It's not necessarily just the religion for me. It just is so unsettling to focus on death. It's not fun to me, and demonic things and ugly, creepy things. So I just don't like it. It's not fun. But my husband wants to go, and it's fun to him. So off we go. But this is making me feel a lot better. By the way, I am not alone in this. Lonzo's like, yeah, for the first time in 26 years, I got my wife to go with me to go see it. So it's not just me. So anyway, but this, I'm looking forward to it a little more now after I saw this in the National Review, a right-wing Halloween. Wait. How did this get past the censors? Apparently, the chief underlying message of this, I haven't seen it, so I don't know, is that guns protect you. Guns are good, and if you don't believe that, you will die. So I may find something I can relate to in this creepy movie.
Well, and as I understand it, again, this movie's just come out. I haven't seen it either, but the plot line revolves around the original character that Jamie Lee Curtis played being, you know, as having grown up over the past, 30 years or so, and she has taken a lot of precautions and a lot of steps to protect herself from this threat that she faced, all those decades ago. And so it wouldn't surprise me that she's got kind of an arsenal built up to protect herself.
Understandably. It's kind of like every liberal who's ever been robbed, right? So it's going to be good. So, but do you know Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite? Did you know that?
I have heard that before. Yeah. I don't know whether that's ever been confirmed. I don't think she's ever confirmed it personally. Oh. I could be wrong.
Maybe I'm wrong. But I saw a TV thing about it anyway. Once I was fascinated. All right, maybe she's not. But coming up, speaking of horror, true, actual, real life horror. This is the scariest thing I've heard in a long time. And nobody else is talking about it, and everybody should be talking about it. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. By the way, it's Must Hear Radio. You won't hear this anywhere else. So if you miss it, you're going to have to hit the podcast. Text the word podcast to 71307 if you got to go into work or school or wherever you're going. And wherever you're going, by the way, drive safe. I am driving in now at about, 30 miles an hour. The deer are in full rut out there. They are randy. I have seen 3 times this week I've had deer run in front of my car. No idea what's going on around them. They're following a deeper sort of urge that can't be bothered with things like automobiles, if you know what I mean. Watch out there if you're driving in the dark. It's dangerous. Boo. The scariest thing I've heard lately, and this is terrifying, it's going to seem totally off topic. Nobody's talking about it right now. But as you know, I'm usually months ahead of the curve. Let me tell you, this is terrifying. It's all terrifying. Now, let me give you some background here so you can understand what's coming. And what's coming is a catastrophic attack on our nation, in Europe, maybe both, of the caliber of 9/11. Haven't seen those lately, have we? There's a good reason for that. We've had lone wolf attacks all day long, people who admire ISIS. But we haven't had a highly coordinated, led by the leadership of Al-Qaeda or ISIS or both. They're the same group. In fact, ISIS was only created because Congress had declared war on Al-Qaeda, but not on ISIS. And so they wanted to give us a little more legal trouble going after them. They're the same people. There's a good reason, I'm going to tell you what it is in a minute, that we have not seen such a catastrophic attack in a while, and a very good reason we will see one now. The number one reason we know we're going to see one is they've told us we are. They spell this stuff out for us. We're so damn stupid. Here's what's happened. Here's the background on this. Okay. You may not have noticed because the media likes to keep you dumb, but among Trump's biggest accomplishments, never listed, was decimating ISIS. He and Mattis. They got rid of the 30,000 plus strong caliphate. There was fighters and their families. That existed in the area that is roughly the border between Iraq and Syria. They decimated the border. Obama let them. Trump destroyed their caliphate with the help of Russia. I'm going to give them some credit in under 18 months. While all the mainstream media was telling us it would take decades. Well, yeah, that's if you use the containment strategy that Obama and John Kerry explained in detail to the public. We were going to let them have their caliphate. We're not going to let it spread. And then it kept spreading. Now, if you're ISIS, you got a caliphate for the first time. This is the greatest achievement of Muslim radicals and terrorists in 100 years, more. To actually be able to take and hold land and to be allowed to. No way were they doing an attack on the United States soil coordinated by the leadership. They'd have to have been out of their minds. They had Obama. They had Kerry who had publicly embraced a containment strategy. That is not an annihilation strategy. That's what Mattis did. You didn't see a coordinated attack, did you? What was the first thing they said? That spokesperson for ISIS? When the spokesperson for ISIS acknowledged that they had controlled 37 provinces across Iraq and Syria, but we had gotten that down to one, and it was just this hellhole in the desert from which they can't do much of anything, and we had them surrounded there. They announced that, well, since we're not going to be able to hold territory anymore, i.e. the Democrats aren't in power, since we're not going to be able to hold territory anymore with Trump around, we're coming to your country. We are going to resume coordinated catastrophic attacks. Again, these are different attacks from the one you saw in New York where a guy, you know, I don't know, gets a car and runs over seven people. That's just a fan. That's a fanboy. I mean, he likes ISIS and he's out there doing it himself. I'm talking about 9/11 style attacks. Deadly, coordinated, mass casualty. So they've told us they're doing this because they can't control territory anymore. They are giving up on the idea of the caliphate. They know Trump won't let them have one. Either will Vladimir Putin, right? So they have announced they are coming here. And now they are coming here. Headline. I mean, this is just the last couple of days. And so let's start with this one. Canada. At least 60 ISIS state fighters have returned to Canada. No surprise there. They told us they would. They're going to send their fighters to our country. Now, I'm sure there have been other people from ISIS who've infiltrated. In fact, we know there have been people who affiliate themselves with ISIS or fans of ISIS. No, this is the leadership. This is a different thing. This is the leadership sending their fighters here for the new battle. A new report claims that at least 60 Islamists who fought for the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq have been allowed to return to Canada, despite some of them not even having Canadian citizenship. This has been widely covered. About 180 individuals referred to as extremist travelers. You got to love how the left changes the names and stuff. They're not ISIS soldiers. They're extremist travelers. They are referred to as extremist travelers by the Canadian government, which acknowledges that they are in Canada and have fought for ISIS, have been allowed to return. Again, stunningly, despite not some of them not having Canadian citizenship. Okay, so they're going in through Canada. Where do you think they're going to go? Over the border. They're going to go over the border. Or maybe they'll just blow stuff up in Canada. I don't know. And now this, talking about the most terrifying thing I've seen this week. This should be one of the biggest news stories. I can't believe this angle is being missed on this whole Guatemalan herd thing. In a startling revelation, Guatemala's president, how does this not make the news here? By the way, this is from Judicial Watch, which now is doing the entire job of the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the news media. Am I forgetting somebody? I don't know, I'm leaving out somebody. Anyway, I got to send him another check. In a startling revelation, Guatemala's president announced in the country's largest newspaper that nearly 100 ISIS terrorists have been apprehended in the impoverished Central American nation. You think? Then again, I could have told you this would happen because they told us. They said, we're sending them. They're coming to your country. We're going to do large-scale attacks on the scale of 9/11. Why should Americans care about this? Judicial Watch says a caravan of Central American migrants is making its way north. As I explained earlier in the show, I don't care about this particular caravan. I mean, there's like 3,000-4,000 of them. I mean, we had 16,000 come over the border in September. Let's not forget that Guatemala is one of the countries bombarded the U.S. with illegal immigrant minors under Barack Obama's open border free-for-all. A terrorist could have easily slipped in, considering the minors, coined unaccompanied alien children, were not properly vetted, and some turned out to be violent gangbangers who went on to commit heinous crimes in their adopted land of opportunity. In fact, the nation's most violent street game, Mara Salvatrucha, was energized by the barrage of unaccompanied minors that Obama left. Remember, a lot of these minors, they're not even underage. I mean, they're like over 21. You just said, I'm a minor. I'm here. Asylum. We said, welcome. Let us heat up a burrito for you in the microwave. Now, we did that. That's what Border Patrol was doing. The Texas Department of Public Safety even issued a report documenting how the MS-13 emerges a top-tier gang in the state thanks to the influx of illegal alien gang members that specifically came with the unaccompanied minor program under Obama. Listen to this. At the time, more than 60,000 unaccompanied minors, many with criminal histories, stormed into the U.S. in a matter of months. Tens of thousands eventually made it north. You think there was an ISIS in there? Caliphate's been destroyed for a while. There's sleeper cells? Well, it's worse now. As the president of Guatemala announced, the flood has increased. Caught nearly 100 ISIS terrorists in Guatemala, how good do you think their authorities are? If they caught 100, there's 400 more that made it over. Easily. And this is a third world hellhole. God bless the people who live there. That's why they're coming here. There is no way they have the apprehension abilities we'd have if we tried, which we're not doing. And that's the scandal here. Guatemala, listen to this. This is what's so terrifying about this group marching here. And the fact that they've been coming here, they're not new. Guatemala has been long known as a major smuggling corridor for foreigners from African and Asian countries making their way into the U.S. Last year, Guatemala's largest paper documented, blah, blah, blah. Okay, who's coming? Migrants via Guatemala from Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Nepal, Bangladesh. Those are all major Sunni Islam population. It is Sunni Islam that does these attacks. ISIS is Sunni. To the U.S., individuals are sent to Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, then flown to Brazil before heading to Colombia. These are people backed with financial capability. They're not coming here because they're poor. They're coming here to kill us. One Spanish news report refers to Guatemala as a human smuggling paradise because it's so easy to get fake passports. A few years ago, the head of the Guatemala Passport Division got arrested for selling fake passports to a group of Colombians. All this makes ISIS terrorists operating in Guatemala incredibly alarming. Why were we alarming? The ISIS spokesperson, folks, said, well, Trump demolished our caliphate. We got nothing to do here now, so we're coming to your country to kill you in large-scale catastrophic attacks that will mimic 9/11. And we're like, oh, should we let them in? I don't know, can't do anything till after midterms. People will die, but then people die all the time. What the heck? They're telling us they're coming. Oh, God, this country. Oh, I'm going over to the bloody spot to bang my head, even though the management has told me not to. It's an OSHA violation, you know. All right, texter writes, good morning, Tara. I've got a question for you. A lot of debates going on, and not one Democrat has given credit to Trump for the accomplishments, but the one that makes me laugh the most is Joe Bite Me and his comments where he said Trump isn't looking out for America. Trump is doing what's good for Trump and Republicans are doing what's good for Trump. Then he said, you need Democrats running this country because we put America first. Well, what did he actually say? We put America first. Yeah, that's a Trump line. God, they're so pathetic. They don't even have any ideas. You know, Tara, other than we should have power because I don't know. Look over there. A squirrel. You know, Tara, sort of like Obama's 8 years of high taxes, high unemployment rate, unaffordable health care, putting other countries first. America first? What is Biden talking about? The Obama presidency was nothing but one big apology tour. Oh, jeez, forget it. It's too hard. All right, so, folks, I'm going to do this in every hour because I want to tell you, ahead of the catastrophic attack that is coming, coordinated by the leadership of ISIS, an attack perhaps on a 9/11 scale, that's what they're aiming for in Europe now and in America. I want to tell you, ahead of it happening, before it happens, so that when it does happen, I do not sound like I'm an apologist for Trump. They are going to blame him for this. They are coming here specifically because Trump destroyed their caliphate. And they had no reason to launch a catastrophic attack. In fact, it was detrimental to them under the Obama administration because Obama allowed the caliphate to exist through a policy of containment. You did not want to provoke a response that Obama did not want to give it by attacking us. It went against their strategic goals. Now that Trump has demolished the caliphate with the help of Putin, I'm going to give him some credit too. Their spokesperson has announced, We can't hold territory anymore. Our caliphate's gone, so we are sending our soldiers to Western countries to do catastrophic, you know, extremely well-planned attacks. So this is not the guy in New York in the truck killing 6 or 7 people because he's inspired by ISIS. This is directly from the leadership stuff. You don't believe me? Here's another one. A captured ISIS officer says Turkey is sending Islamic State suicide bombers to Europe. By the way, Turkey is not our friend. So when the Turkish government tells you that this Khashoggi guy was killed and this is what happened, Turkey currently has over 100 journalists in their jails and prisons who are tortured routinely. And the U.S. military the U.S. media does not give a rip. We have no way to confirm any of this happened. If the Turkish government said it, they are our enemies. Who knows if it's true? Kurdish media documented several instances of Turkey support for ISIS. It's been going on a long time. And so now we now have the captured ISIS officer saying that Turkey is sending Islamic State suicide bombers to Europe. Why? Turkey is apparently treating wounded ISIS fighters in Turkish hospitals, and they're coming here. Why? They told us they're coming, and we are leaving the border wide open. It is madness. It is going to kill people, innocent people, children. Ah, but the Democrats need votes, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.